Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Maker of man, who from thy throne dost order all things, God alone, by whose decree the teeming earth to reptile and to beast gave birth, the mighty forms that fill the land, instinct with life at thy command, are given subdued to humankind, for service in their rank assigned. From all thy servants drive away whate'er of thought impure today hath been with open action blent, or mingled with the heart's intent. In heaven thine endless joys bestow, and grant thy gifts of grace below. From chains of strife our souls release, bind fast the gentle bands of peace. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ thine only Son, who with the Holy Ghost and thee doth live and reign eternally. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen, amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et spiritui sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord.
A reading from the Epistle of St. James the Apostle. Declare your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may find healing. The fervent petition of a holy man is powerful indeed. My brothers, the case may arise among you of someone straying from the truth, and of another bringing him back. Remember this: the person who brings a sinner back from his way will save his soul from death and cancel a multitude of sins. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
If you are bringing your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift in front of the altar. Go at once and make peace with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. If you are bringing your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift in front of the altar. Go at once and make peace with your brother, and then come back and offer your gift. The Lord Jesus sanctified his people with his blood. Let us cry out to him.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Loving Redeemer, through your passion, teach us self-denial, strengthen us against evil and adversity, and increase our hope, and so make us ready to celebrate your resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Grant that Christians, as your prophets, may make you known in every place, and bear witness to you with living faith and hope and love.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Give your strength to all in distress, and help us to raise them up through our loving concern.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Teach the faithful to see your passion in their sufferings, and show to others your power to save.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Author of life, remember those who have passed from this world. Grant them the glory of your risen life.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Lord, may our observance of Lent help to renew us and prepare us to celebrate the death and the resurrection of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnimolo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.